Borough President James Otto toured areas hit by hurricanes in New Orleans. He says he came home with lessons he learned, which he's prioritizing in Staten Island.
And that is acquiring property so that we can redevelop it over time and redevelop it smartly.
Otto says there's an opportunity to transform the communities and lives of Staten Islanders.
Options are going to change irrespective of what we do, to the extent that there won't be many more state buyouts. And a lot of people are holding out hope that they will be part of a buyout. And the reality is you will not see large swaths of property like Oakwood Beach bought to be preserved and ceded back to Mother Nature. During the intake meeting at Build It Back, you are asked, would you be interested in selling your property buyout acquisition? So that data is there. I guess our point is we want to double down on that and really find out who's interested, then kind of graph that, see where it is. Those Build It Back rebuilds outside of those zones move full speed ahead, but those areas that we've graphed out, see how much of that contiguous property we can acquire, get as blank a slate, if you will, and then redevelop smartly. And that means a different type of housing stock. That means putting in real infrastructure. And talk about transformative. My old council district, Councilmember Matteo's district, these folks live, some of them live on streets that are 3 or 4 or 5 feet below sea level. Doesn't take an historic storm. Doesn't even take a good nor'easter. Any rain, they're underwater. It's a good place to live with the right infrastructure. So instead of doing one-offs, this bungalow here, that house there, try to acquire as many contiguous pieces of property. It gives help in the form of money to people as quickly as possible, and it gives government a chance to now take a step back and figure out how do we redevelop this property to create a better housing stock, to create a better community.
De Blasio said his administration will quickly come up with a plan to right some of the wrongs. Time frame, the next few weeks. Meanwhile, Sandy survivors from the hardest hit low-income communities gathered with elected officials on the steps of City Hall Monday afternoon. They urged the mayor and his administration to take immediate action on rebuilding amid mounting evidence. A new report from Alliance for Just Rebuilding is designed to help the mayor address unmet and overlooked needs to strengthen vulnerable low-income New Yorkers and their communities. It identifies key deficiencies in the Bloomberg administration's response to Sandy, and it offers recommendations on the reform of the Build It Back program, good jobs, affordable housing, and NYCHA resiliency in areas still reeling from the effects of Sandy. On that note, WBAI is still affected by Sandy. We lost our home, our studios, and most of our paid staff. Check out our website to help strengthen the station at give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. For the report on Sandy resiliency, go to www.rebuildajustny.org. In other news, construction workers have been under attack by those who want to change the scaffold law, which protects workers in the event of an accident. Those who seek to reverse or water down the law are pressured by business interests seeking to lower insurance costs. Those who work to defend workers' rights rallied yesterday afternoon at a site of yet another construction accident, this one at 50th Street in Manhattan near 10th Avenue at the JDS Development Group Starwood Capital Group Construction Luxury Condo Renovation Site. The building, known as Stella Tower, was purchased for $20 million, with 51 units expected to sell for up to $9 million apiece upon completion of the renovation. A worker fell from 9 stories on Friday. Construction worker Ray Martinez came out to rally against unsafe job sites. He says, "It's important if you see something unsafe in a job site to report it." The worker who fell was not safe when he was working.
You know, on Friday, two representatives from Build Up New York came to this job site. They spoke to a company representative from JDS. The company representative said that the worker fell from 8 to 10 feet. How many of you guys work in heights?
Right here.
Now, you know, if you're above 10 feet, what are you supposed to have?
Harness! Harness!
This guy didn't have a harness on, ladies and gentlemen.
A harness!
You know, you want to know what kind of protective equipment the company provided for the worker, if any?
No.
Now, we're going to hear from Susan McQuaid from NICOSH.
Susan!
A health and safety specialist. She's going to talk to us about safety.
People feel they can't speak out because they're going to be retaliated against. And in the long run, they go to work, but they want to come home at the end of the day, but they're fearful to say anything. And this has to change. Workers have to gain their voice. Right now, in New York State, we have a really strong scaffold law that holds these employers not only responsible, but liable when a worker is seriously injured. Guess what? The business council and all their friends are fighting every tooth and nail to get rid of that law. They don't want to train the workers, but they don't want to be liable for it either.
State Senator Brad Hoylman said fines for safety violations cannot be accepted as the cost of doing business. We were able to bring you this report with help from Jessica Ramos at buildupnyc.org. If you'd like to help with WBAI's coverage of community events and rallies, please email linda@wbai.org. And please go to our website, go to givetowbai.org and make a donation to listener-sponsored non-commercial progressive radio in New York City, WBAI, during our fund drive, which is now. That's givetowbai.org. We need you, morning listeners. We need you to become a supporter, to become a WBAI buddy, to help a monthly income come into the station. Give a call right now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And thanks very much. Linda Perry, WBAI News. Back to you, Michael.